Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan State researchers are working to help companies in struggling regions of the state to increase their exports to Canada. It's a country that's a major trading partner for Michigan, and the goal is to maximize this profitable relationship. Joining me now, J.D. Snyder, a project director with MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Welcome to the show, J.D.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're focusing on companies in the Eastern Upper Peninsula and the Saginaw region. How economically depressed are these two particular areas compared to the rest of the state?
Well, both of these regions have experienced chronically high unemployment rates. At the time that we submitted our proposal to the U.S. Economic Development Administration, the Eastern UP had an unemployment rate of about 13.5% compared to a national rate of 9.2%. And the Saginaw Bay region, also referred to as the East Michigan region, had a 13% unemployment rate. So 4 points above the not very good national rate of 9.2.
Now we're talking about trade across the International Bridge in Sault Ste. Marie and the Blue Water Bridge in Sarnia. How much trade passes across these bridges currently as compared to the Ambassador in Detroit?
That's a good question. In 2009, the International Bridge at the Sioux had about $600 million across that bridge, and the Port Huron Sarnia Blue Water Bridge had about $21 billion in trade across that bridge.
I see. It's a lot of very significant exportation there. How are you looking to improve that, and by how much can you imagine expanding exports?
Well, we're very excited about the opportunity to work with small and medium-sized companies in the Eastern UP. Those are the kinds of companies that you have almost exclusively are the small and medium-sized companies. A couple of years ago, as part of the platform of this current project that is just now starting, we conducted a survey and found that of 19 manufacturing companies in the Eastern UP, nine of those were already exporting, and five were interested in exporting. So that gave us a sign that small and medium-sized companies don't rule themselves out of this game, and they shouldn't. They are good candidates to enhance their revenue streams, hire new workers, and ship products over to Canada.
What kind of products are we talking about?
We're talking about the gamut of products. The major trade that we do with Canada, not surprisingly, is in automotive parts and passenger vehicles. But also we have a significant trade in medical and surgical instruments, as well as iron ore and stamping tools and high-end manufacturing. So we want to build on those particular assets, but we also want to explore other economic sectors, alternative technologies and clean technologies, anything that has a promising future in Canadian markets as well as more global markets need to be thoroughly considered and investigated.
What kind of, specific steps can be taken then to expand our exportation market?
Well, I think the first thing that companies need to recognize and understand is that there are resources available to them. The U.S. Department of Commerce, which is the funder of our project, operates export assistance centers with offices in Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Pontiac. Those folks have just a wealth of information and resources to help companies think through how they might consider and enter export markets or how they might expand their exports. Just to go through a very brief kind of list of the kinds of things that export assistance centers can do for companies is determine their export readiness, screen the potential markets under consideration, assess the targeted markets, obtain expert advice, and then make conclusions based on this kind of examination as to whether exporting their product is right for them.
I'm talking to J.D. Snyder, a project director with MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Is the Michigan State government doing enough to encourage the exporting market with Canada, or are there some barriers that need to be removed?
Well, MEDC has, my understanding, is focused on exporting along with the federal government. As your listeners may know, the Obama administration set a goal of doubling exports by the end of 2014. This project is a part of trying to both work with the MEDC and these federal agencies to implement, to expand greater exporting to Canada, which, of course, is our most immediate neighbor. The thing that we can certainly accomplish in this kind of project is simply having companies think through the fact that Canadian markets are as close to them as many of the domestic markets that they're currently doing business in, and by taking some specific steps, they can expand into those markets and realize some real revenue enhancement and profits.
Over $40 billion of trade occurs between Canada and Michigan. How much of that involves our importing Canadian products as compared to those that we export to them?
I'm sorry, what was that question, Michael?
Well, in terms of the trade that goes back and forth between Canada, how much of it is our importing of Canadian products as compared to the ones that we export to them? What's the ratio of that?
The numbers I have in 2010, we shipped $22 billion, and I believe the imports from Canada were almost on a par with that $22 billion. The one thing I would like to point out is that while $22 billion sounds like a lot of money, as recently as 2007, we shipped nearly $26 billion. So we're still experiencing that downturn in the economic since the meltdown in late 2008. So this market, the exporting markets really are poised, we believe, for takeoff.
I mean, are there any kind of economic incentives that can be put into place to in fact encourage more exportation?
That's something that can be considered, should be considered. I'm sure that in working with the many companies that we anticipate we'll be working with in the next 18 months, that we'll be able to identify some of those specific incentives that companies would benefit from, and we'll certainly make recommendations accordingly to the U.S. EDA.
You mentioned the National Export Initiative goal of doubling U.S. exports by the end of 2014. That sounds pretty ambitious. Are you optimistic that in this economic climate that's likely to happen?
Well, actually, we believe that it virtually must happen in order to aid the fairly tepid recovery that we're going through right now. We think that exporting certainly is not the be-all, end-all, but it really is a key to the kind of economic recovery that everybody wants to experience.
And finally, when you look at the world's greatest exporter, China, is there anything that you think we can learn or take from their approach when it comes to exporting?
Excellent question. The thing about Chinese companies and their government supporters is how tremendously strategic they are in developing their overseas markets. They are extremely sensitive to the various components of supply chains and the distribution networks in the receiving company of their export products, and they don't miss a beat in terms of working with or acquiring companies that will help them enhance their export delivery.
J.D. Snyder, a project director with MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Mike.